The Wisdom of Billionaires.
Saving humanity is all in a day's work.
Most people want to help other people. Who in this room would like to bomb somebody? Not one person. How many people want to help other people? Yeah, that's right. That's humanity. Why don't we start acting like human beings?
Perhaps Ted Turner can be forgiven for believing that writing a check for $1 billion more than a decade ago to the United Nations was a down payment for saving the world.
As the Facebook billionaire Mark Zuckerberg writes a big check to some schools in New Jersey, we have the temerity to ask, what are we getting for that money?
Looking the gift horses right in the mouth. What did you expect?
From The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The tradition of big dollar gifting by billionaires. It's Friday, September 24th.
Good morning. Celeste Headlee, still out in Denver at this point. I'm broadcasting live from KUVO and KBJZ. Let's get a check of the top news stories. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, President Obama had a message for China's prime minister. Revalue your country's currency. President called on China to adjust what U.S. economists are calling an overly undervalued yuan. He'll be using his last day at the U.N. General Assembly to discuss averting renewed conflict in Sudan and easing tensions between China and its neighbors today. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also delivered remarks of a very different kind. Speaking in Farsi, Ahmadinejad said the United States had orchestrated the September 11th attacks for its own economic and foreign policy purposes. Members of the American delegation and 32 others, including all 27 members of the European Union, walked out on the Iranian president's remarks.
Flood warning is in effect for 13 Wisconsin and Minnesota counties this morning. Downpours have sparked flash floods, leading officials to evacuate hundreds of homes. No injuries have been reported, but locals like Mary Vaseth, owner of a flooded farm, say they're getting pretty weary of all this.
These 100-year floods that happen every 2 to 5 years are getting real old.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty and Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle have both declared states of emergency.
Things are looking up for stalled peace talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Palestinian officials say they're willing to consider a U.S.-brokered compromise over Israeli settlement building in the West Bank. Abbas had previously said he would walk out on talks if the 10-month ban on new settlements was not renewed. That ban is set to expire this Sunday.
The president says he's looking forward to signing a new bill to give small businesses $30 billion in aid. The House passed that act yesterday, but the Senate has delayed voting on another key issue, whether or not to extend the Bush-era tax cuts.
The director of the Philadelphia Housing Authority has been fired amid allegations that he used public money to settle sexual harassment complaints.
And a federal judge in San Diego could rule today on whether or not to issue an injunction against Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the military's policy. Earlier this month, U.S. District Court Judge Virginia Phillips said military policy barring openly gay soldiers from service was unconstitutional.
We've got a hurricane warning in effect for coastal areas of Nicaragua and Honduras. That's as Tropical Storm Matthew approaches Central America. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Matthew has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour this morning.
More Americans say they experience bias in the workplace. Recent numbers from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission show a 60% rise in job discrimination claims. For 2009, 25% of those claims are from Muslim Americans. Asian markets are mixed. European indices down this morning. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow begins trading at 10,662. The S&P opens at 1,124, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,327. This morning, a look at greed, not just the movie kind. The film Wall Street gets an update with the sequel hitting theaters today. But we want you to update that famous line, greed is good. Fill in the blank. Blank is good. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
In a few minutes, philanthropy is probably good. We're going to talk about the gift from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg of $100 million and other gifts as well.